know what Macbeth is about, I'll tell you. It's a play about the numbing of the moral sense. I tell Ryan that we have nothing to go on in this case. You know what he says to me? Win some, lose some. You're a racist, Ryan. Did you know that? On the entrance exam for new policemen, they ask, what are rabies and what would you do for them? Ryan said, rabies are Jewish priests and I would do anything I possibly could for them. What was the murder weapon, Stanton? Well, if not us, who? And if not now, when? We're abandoned. I was signaling beings on Mars. Sometimes they answer. So, you're enjoying your luxury cruise aboard the Patna, Lord Jim? I want you to telex Richmond right away and most urgently for the file on the Gemini killer.
Who was speaking to you?
He should live so long. And the autopsy, when, please? And tomorrow. And tomorrow. I am leaving you. Ryan, Stedman, go home. Go home to your families. Talk about WAPs. Not really, just some coffee. I have this. How was your tour of Virginia?
My God.
Fabulous triumph. Our trackers at long last brought in Mushkin, the Georgetown terrorist and scourge of society, who breaks into people's homes and completely redecorates. And goodbye. Watch out for red shoes.
No, gotta go again. Today's my day to cheer up our friend, Father Dyer.
What are you doing out here? Founding an order called Lurking Fathers?
Official business.
Yeah,
okay. All right, so I'm late, so I know it, so I'm sorry. I got it.
What are you doing?
You'll be late for the start of the picture.
Now, I suppose you have all sorts of rosary biz and the like.
No?
I can't go home. The carp. My wife's mother is visiting, Father. And Tuesday night she's cooking as a carp. It's a tasty fish. I have nothing against it. But because it's supposedly filled with impurities, she buys it live. And for 3 days it's been swimming up and down in my bathtub. Up and down. And I hate it. I can't stand the sight of it. Moving its gills. Now you're standing very close to me, Father. Have you noticed? Yes. I haven't had a bath for 3 days. I can't go home until the carp is asleep. Because if I see it swimming, I'll kill it.
Okay. Nobody could do that scene like Jimmy Stewart, Father. No one. What a film, huh? So innocent, so good. Fills your heart. Most Jews pick a priest for a friend. It's always someone like Teilhard de Chardin. What do I get? I get a priest who calls children little weirdos and treats all his friends like Rubik's Cube, always twisting them around in his hands, trying to find colors. What's the matter? You're not eating. I've seen you dip Twinkies in mustard. Come on. Eat something, Gandhi. Stop fasting. The teeming masses need your strength. You're so stubborn. I know, I know. Me too.
The whole world is a homicide victim, Father.
Would a God who is good invent something like death? Plainly speaking, it's a lousy idea. It's not popular, Father. It's not a winner.
Hey.
Who should I blame? Phil Rizzuto?
Yes, I would. I have hobbies.
In the meantime, we have cancer and mongoloid babies and murderers, monsters prowling the planet, even prowling this neighborhood, Father. Right now, while our children suffer, and our loved ones die, and your God goes waltzing blithely through the universe like some kind of cosmic Billy Burke. When? That soon? How I would love to believe that. A little bit. Police Boys Club. His name was Thomas. Thomas Kintry. black boy, about 12 years old. The killer drove an ingot into each of his eyes and cut off his head. In place of his head was the head from a statue of Christ, all done up in blackface, like a minstrel show, you know. The eyes and the mouth painted white. Mr. Bones. The boy had been crucified on a pair of rowing oars.
This is new. Yes or no? I'm padding the job.
Yes. He was conscious.
Father Dyer, Joseph Dyer, D-Y-E-R. 411? What's this nonsense?
You couldn't find the rabbit?
You're reading Women's Wear Daily? Oh, I found it in the street. I thought it suited you. I thought you told me there was nothing really wrong with you.
Your brother Eddie died at the age of 30. There could have been some connection. Are you sure this isn't serious, Joe?
What was
you
that?
Shut up about Eddie!
You make a lot of people nervous.
Everybody!
We're fine!
I'm just tired. I brought you a hamburger, Father. You eat half. It's from Clyde's.
With space.
Your native country. Idyllic. Those things will kill you, incidentally. It's a drug cart. Almost anyone could steal something from it.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, yeah, well, we found some kind of drug in him. He didn't feel a thing, Father. He had no pain. Shouldn't you be reading from the Gospels or something?
This is true. I've got to be going.
My God, the grammar.
No.
There are Jesuit missions in India, Father. Couldn't you find one to work in?
No. If you will forgive me, I will leave this mystical conversation. Too much of aesthetics always gives me a headache.
Mother India is calling you, Father.
Succinylcholine again. Our friend has medical expertise. Did we find a hypodermic at the crime scene? What about the fingerprint analysis? You said most. And the killer.
See, he wants the panel closed so that the next person in line for confession doesn't know that Father Kahneman is dead. So he puts his hand in and slides it almost shut. Then he has to pull his hand back out and finish the job from the outside. So the prints on the oars from the crucified boy match the prints on the panel, correct? They're one and the same.
Well, aren't they?
Two different people committed these murders?
Where's Julie? So late? It's very late.
I'm so sorry you were murdered, Thomas. I miss you.
You know, I wonder if both of us are dreaming this.
Kinderman.
What are you telling me?
What are they? What's in them?
What?
All of his blood?
Writing?
Take a squad of men. Make sure all the hospital doors are locked. Make a pattern search. No one in. No one out. Except for emergencies.